Sumita. Today I will show you how to test your application for all IIS scenarios for Web Application Gallery. Here's what you'll need to begin. Make sure that IIS and Web Platform Installer is installed. The third thing that you need is a custom feed for your application that the Web Platform Installer can read from. I'm going to show you how to create the custom feed. Here is a custom feed that I have already built. For the sake of this tutorial, I will be using a popular application called as Blog Engine. This is an ASP.NET application. Let's take a look at the feed now. If the application requires a SQL database or a MySQL database, or even a SQL CE database, then you need to include the respective keywords as listed under the keyword section. You can then include the version or any images. You need to include the dates for it updated and published. You need to include an author for the application. Under related products, you need to include any product that is a nice to have product but is not required for your application to function. In this case, Blog Engine uses a file-based database and doesn't really require SQL Express, but you can update it to use SQL Express database instead of a file-based database. WebPI can install dependencies for your application. For example, in this case, it requires ASP.NET 4. And the list also includes a minimum set of requirements that is needed to install the application successfully with WebPI. In the installer section, you need to describe the language for your application, the file size, the actual package URL. You can use a HTTP URL, or you can use a local file path as you see in this feed. You need to also include a SHA-1 hash code for the zip package. If your application uses a specific start page, for example, you need to run an install script before actually using the application, then you could include it in the start page section. That's it. Now we are all set to test the application. Now launch WebPI and click on Options. Under Custom Feeds, enter the feed. Click on Add Feed. Under Web Server, select IIS. And you will see a Sample Applications tab, and that's where your application will be shown. Click on Add to add the application to the install queue, and then click on Install. Click on I accept. Now you can either set up your application on default website or you can create a new website. In this tutorial, let's use default website. You can give an application name and then continue with the install. Now your application has been successfully installed. You can click on this link to browse your site. As you can see, the application was successfully installed on IIS. Now you should continue to test your application to make sure that all the features of the application are working after the install. Here's what you need to test on IIS. You need to test your application and its functionality on IIS versions. It should at least support IIS 7 and above. If the application is an ASP.NET application, you need to test it on Medium Trust. This is one of the criteria for including the application in the Web Application Gallery. And that's it. We've just covered the first in the series of tutorials for including an application in the Web Application Gallery.